Sunday night after Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Mishneh Brura, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Seif Vav. Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Achos Kriya Sefer Torah, and we're starting with Seif Vav. The Mechaber says, Seif Vav, Yicholim Likros Shnei Achim Ze Achar Ze, Seif Vav, and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. You could call two brothers, one aliyah after the other, v'abein achar ha'od, meaning you're allowed to, it's not osur. Bein manich, and the reason we don't do it is ela bishvil ayin hara. The reason we don't do it is because of ayin hara. So what is he coming to say? That there was shitas in Rishonim, the Rosh brings down a shita, I think it's the Rosh, brings down a shita that it was, some held it was osur, that reading in the Torah is a form of edus. You're testifying that Torah Hashem is endless, and you don't call Psulei Edus up to the Torah, so you can't have like two brothers in a row to Psulei Edus. We don't say that. So you're allowed to, it's not us or two. It's fine, but we don't want an Ayin Hara, so we don't do it. So
Mr. Brewer, tell us what Ayin Hara is.
Ayin Hara is Ayin Hara. You know what Ayin Hara is. You want to know if you should believe in it?
No, I want to know, like,
Ayin Hara.
What? There's a boy and a father has a son?
Two sons, two brothers, look, two healthy specimens, two brothers of Yishmak, they're going up to the Torah. Wow, look, the father has two sons. Perish, Mishneh Berurah says, Min hadin ein shum chashash isser. The Al-Kainim Kra'u, and therefore, we're immediately the Mishneh Berurah tells us the halacha gramification, Im Kra'u kvar olo lo yere. If he went up to the Torah, if they made a mistake or whatever, they thought it was okay, it's a low yevi. Ach v'chatchila im anika lukos mishum ayin hara. Mishul ayin hara, bein afkamina, bein achim in ha'ov, o min ha'aim, maternal brothers is also, v'afilu omrim, even if they decide and they say, she'ein makbidim an ayin hara, okay, v'yesh machmirin, because we care, we don't want it done. It's not covered for the Torah, that it should be a vehicle for possible problems. If someone asks you if Ayin Hara is like a joke and whoever doesn't care about Ayin Hara doesn't bother, which is not true. There's a commonly quoted thing that's not so. It's one of those things that are commonly quoted and not so. And that is, if you don't care about Ayin Hara, it doesn't bother you. The Gemara says it about Zugos in Pesachim. It doesn't say it about Ayin Hara. It says it about Zugos, the idea of pairs, always having an odd number. In other words, we talked about two brothers and a father and son. Some say a father and a grandson too. Mishmein Abisha. Uvamokam Tzorech. Chveis, Mokam Tzorech. There's an Ufruf. I don't know. You got to give out Aliyos. Yesh Mahatir and Ben Beno. What?
Except the whole family has dominion.
So you could be not there, a father with a grandson. The Sharatzion brings down that the Sherei Ephraim is matir b'mokam atzorech gam ba'achim min ha'im, maternal brothers. Okay, the Ramah says that this always comes up. Always, it comes up commonly. Ba'afilu amechad hu yashvi ve'echad hu amafter lo yikru asheni b'shmoyim b'shamayin hara, meaning the Kaddish is not enough of a mafsik. But he mentions lo yikru asheni b'shmo. We'll see in the Mishneh Berurah that the problem of ayin hara is when you say the names, so people see that they're brothers. If the minig is not, if they have a minig not to call up Maftir by name, when you don't say the names, it's okay because it's not bolate that they're brothers. That's what he means. That's what the Ramah means. Layikro Hasheni Bishmo. It doesn't mean that it helps to do it if you don't, if you decide not to say the name. That doesn't help because Adarabba, people see it's funny. People see, you call up this guy, you didn't say his name. So they'll certainly cause talk. But it means if the derech, the normal derech is not to call up the maftir with the name, so you can give the brother. But upon the point of the Ramah is that Kaddish is not a hefzer. It's on a lomar. The Ramah means to say, the Mishneh Berurah says this in Kot Nechav. Avshem al-tzikah b'kaddish bein tayim, it's not enough of a hefsek. Oh, the davka b'shabbos shem etzion sefer Torah acheres lemaster. Avolim moitzion sefer Torah acheres mutter. Now, for the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma that the sefer acheres is for master. In other words, it's Shabbos Chodesh. So there's a hefzik of another sefer Torah and Kaddish. But there are times when you are reading from another sefer Torah without a Kaddish. And Lamashal Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah. So you have Shishi and you have Shvi in the second sefer Torah. Or every day of Chol HaMoed. Every day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, you call up four people to the Torah, and you don't say a Kaddish between the two Sefer Torah. You call up three, and you call up a fourth.
On Chol HaMoed Pesach, two Sefer Torah.
Sure, you call up three and one, and then Vikrafta Mishael Ol Hashem, the second one. Sukkot, you only take out one. Every day Chol HaMoed Pesach, you take out two Sefer Torah, and one you read about the Yetzias Mitzrayim or Kaddish L'Kol Bukhor, let's say, and the other one you read from Parshas Pinchas, Vikrafta Mishael Ol Hashem. But there's no Kaddish in the middle. There's four Aliyahs on Chol HaMoed.
But that's not good enough.
That's not good. It's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah. That's not good enough.
Kaddish
and a separate sefer. That's what it's mashma. One could say adarabba. It's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah because he says avolim oitzion sefer Torah acheres mutter. So you could interpret the Mishnah Berurah that it is okay just another sefer Torah. But I think that the flow of the Mishnah Berurah is he's talking about for maftir. So avolim oitzion sefer Torah acheres. He's talking for maftir. That was his previous sentence. So I think the Mishnah. So anyway, it's a Shaila. It's the local rabbi.
Both of them are there, father and son. But it's nothing to do with it. It's one
sacred
or different
sacred. Well, the question is if it's a
Hefsek. Let the father go. He got it out here, finish, go away, and then bring up the son, and then we'll be together.
That's also not allowed.
I mean, they wouldn't be together.
It's not an Eitzah. It's not an Eitzah. It's brought down. I mean, they used to do that in certain kehilos. It's brought down, but it's not. That's not considered a halachic Eitzah to just tell the guy to leave the shul. The first one. Because it's a hefsek. It's a hefsek. A sefer and kaddish. It's a hefsek. It's not called they went up two in a row. It's called up one plus one. It's enough of a hefsek. That's the point.
But if you had two Ben Shlomos, but they're different Shlomos.
So then you're not choshish.
Not choshish.
The Ayinara won't work. Because it's not true. It's not going to work if it's not true. V'chein im ha-mafter ein ba mitzvah adayim mutter. We're not choshish for an Ayinara for a kid under ba mitzvah. Okay, this is not Negeos. We don't call up ein ba mitzvah for mafter. Bishmo! La'afukei mokam shenogen shlo likas ha-mafter bishmo. There were places apparently that had the minig not to call up the mafter with the name. Rakstam Yamod, Maftir. Oh, not, they wouldn't just snap their fingers. They would say Yamod. Like some shul say Yamod. I'm like, Yeragolel, which I don't like. I don't know how. I stopped it. But,
his name?
No, because it's not Yamod. Yamod. What?
What do we say?
The traditional way, I know from my father in Europe and yeshivas, you say Mishaberach. So there's no Ayin Hara if you haven't spoken out his name. But the Dafka B'Lavim Shnogan came, the Mishnah Berurah says. Abu Asos came B'Lavim Shnogan Likos B'Shem. If you think you have an Eitzah that you won't call him up by name, so Adirabba, you're making things worse. On the days of Gufa, Habi Hekert say, people will say, why didn't you call up the name? V'cheinam ha-minig shlo l'kreis b'shem hu b'shvi. Apparently there was a minig in some places not to call up Shvi by name. Mutzal l'krosom b'shishi hu Shvi. Oh, I would imagine Shvi and Maftir also. If the Maftir, they did call up by name, but the Shvi, they didn't. The Sharat Siyun talks out in Ois Chav Beis that the Shari Ephraim Mekul B'zeh B'mokum Tzorach Goydol or Yala Miyasmo B'li Kriya Klau. So we had two kulos of the Shari Ephraim in this Inyan. One is maternal brothers, and now he's saying if you call them up not by name, even if you decide not to say the name, So you want to try to avoid. So he says, that's okay. Again, b'shas hadchak. There's an ufruf. Everybody wants an aliyah. Maybe we, yeah. What does he say here? What is ayin hara?
What are we worried that people are going
to? It's like someone's rich is an ayin hara, so there's two from sons, Dairus.
Is the ayin hara to the parents that they have two?
It's ayin hara on them, that they are part of a flourishing family. People are jealous. People give an ayin hara.
People,
everything. No, not that they're getting aliyahs. I didn't understand it that way.
Or that
there was certainly a time in Klal Yisrael when if your two kids ended up in shul, that was pretty good. That was a good record. No, but this was before those times. That's not the pshat. I mean, this was said at a time when those problems did not exist.
Maybe it was not so common to have two kids.
I don't know. It's you see, Dairus are continuing. Baruch Hashem, a father has a son, or a big, so to speak, a big mishpacha. That's how I understood it. One thing I in horror is that they're getting kavod. Maybe. I didn't understand it that way, but it's certainly a possibility that that's the shot. Okay. Sif Zion. Ola l'migdol. L'migdol is what we call the bima. Make believe it says the word bima. If you ever go to a real Sardis Yeshul, not a real Sardis Yeshul, it's raised, and it's like a. And I'm thinking of Tzfas, right? It's not the secret, the Maribay Rav Shul. It looks like a migdol. A little migdol. So you get your aliyah. By the way, I've noticed lately, I'm looking around, I'm being more aware now that we learned the halachas. Shuls wrongly, or maybe I shouldn't call it shuls, minyanim, especially ad hoc minyanim, shtiblach minyanim, are not makbid to have at least three and preferably four people by aliyahs. The mamish just have the ole and the balkoire, and it's mamish wrong.
Minyanim, the Mokore, like the everybody.
What?
Mokore in those minyanim sometimes like the everybody. He's the guy in the right and the left. There is no one in the right and left. He's calling out people when he's running the
minyanim. Ola l'migdo. You're getting aliyah and you're going up to the bima. So the din is Ola b'Pesach. Mamish, they used to have a door. Wow. Shehu lo b'derech katsara m'makomo. You want to go up to the Torah like with as much as reasons as possible. The Mishnah Berurah actually says it's kavod hatzibur also. Of tircha the tzibura. Okay. Began mishum kavod haTorah. Laharo shebi chaviv aluf. That's, yeah. Okay, so these two reasons. The yered me'amigdo b'derech acher, shehu lo b'derech arucha ad makomo. He should walk back to his place in the more roundabout way. The Shabura says in Sivkat and Chav Gimel Shaloi Tein Nira Olav Kamasa. It shouldn't be he's hurrying away from the Torah. In Shnei Adrachim Shavim, which can happen a lot of times, especially if the bima is in the center of the shul and you have a seat that's equidistant on both parts. Olav Pesach Shulo B'derech Yemin. You give Yemin the preference. Kol Pina Shataponu Layu Elul Yemin. The Yori the Pesach Shekinegdo, and you go out the opposite way. That has a Makor in Tanakh, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Then the Ramah throws in a parenthetical remark, which appropriately enough is in parentheses. You shouldn't abandon the Sefer Torah, so to speak. You shouldn't walk away right away. Now, we, like Klal Yisrael so often does, expanded upon that minig. And the guy stays up. You know, in the din of the Ramah, you're supposed to stay up there till the next Oleh gets up there. Because you shouldn't, like, leave the Sefer Torah all of a sudden bereft of people. So you stay there till the next guy gets there. So now you should walk away. But now we're afraid you're going to walk away, you're going to miss laning. You're not going to listen properly. You're going to miss some words of laning. We've had already a few times that there is some sort of obligation to listen to laning. Maybe it's not as heavy as Bikra Megillah, Shemaya Ka'ona, every word, but certainly as part of the Tzibur, there's an obligation to listen to laning, and we're afraid you'll miss a couple words. So you stay up there till then. Okay. See the Mishnah Berurah. So you go up a Derech Katsara because Kavanat Tzibur, not to wait, and Kavanat Torah to show his chaviv. You go down the Derech Aruch or Shlote Nirus Olav Kamasa. Olav Bepesach, you go up on the right, on your right. Kedemrinam Bialmo Kolpinish Atapunalo Yehu Ela Derech Yemin. The Yeve, the Pesach Shekinegba. Don't go down. And as when there's a short way and a long way, so you go up the short way, you go down the long way. According to the Machaber, if there's no short and long way, then you go up on the right, but you should go down in the opposite door. I don't know. Whichever your right is. Well, I assume everybody's facing the same way. The only shaila would be if the rov is facing the other way.
Is it right to the aron or right to the exit? I mean, which side should something go?
The person's right.
The person's right.
Yeah. In other words, the person standing, it's only negay if it's equidistant, according to the Machaber.
Behind the bima.
The person standing behind the bima should go to the
right. To his right.
To his right, yeah.
Standing in front of the
game,
he'd go to the opposite
if
side.
He's standing on the beam. Normally he's facing the front of the shul. Now he's facing the back because he wants to hear laning. I don't know. I would say.
Or when he even starts to walk, he's right. He's going
to
go to the other top of the side.
Kolpinos is your right. You go to the right. It's not mashma to me, the right of the shul. Your right. I would say go up your right. I don't know if Punk you turned around now to hear laning and they gave you an aliyah, it's also your right. You have to be mechabed your right. You have to, that's the ikur, that's the primary side. I don't know. That's what I would say, Ophan. This is one of these things they ask of Chaim Pinyevsky. And you have like 800 answers from Chaim Pinyevsky printed in the back of the. And he usually says Yitochen or Efshar. So here also he would say Yitochen or Efshar. Yitochen. The Yehid Vedach Shekhnevda. This is an important. I'm not 100% sure why. I guess it's also covered for the Torah. When you don't. Like, if you go down the same way you went up, it's almost like you're retracting. Like, you know, you went up, you go down. Like this. You're there and you stayed there and you're traveling through. That's cool. Is that is actually a pasuk in Yecheskel that describes going into the Beis Hamikdash that way. Men vav, tichsev lo yosef derech hashar asher bovo ki nichecho yetzei. You should go out the opposite door. Okay. Again, probably because it doesn't look like you're retracting. It looks like you're there. Now you're leaving. Begam kshachazon kshemolach hasei v'ter la teva nami adin kein. So you see from there, it's his right because we always go. With the right of the chazan as he's facing the tzibur, he goes that way to the Sefer Torah. What?
Each person will be a different way depending on where he stands.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you see from the, to answer your question, you see the chazan the whole time was facing that way, but now he's facing this way, and taka he goes to the right. She'olah b'derech yamin, v'yerid me'at teva b'fesach shekinegdo the other way. Be'efshad to the Sefer Torah, to bring the Sefer Torah to the bima, I guess he means. Because he just said that when you get your aliyah, you go the shorter way. And he was okay with that, the Mishnah Berurah. Even if it's on the left. Even if it's on the left, you go the shorter way, covered Tzibur, covered HaTorah. But when it comes to carrying the Sefer Torah, so when the Mishnah Berurah says here, the Efshad to the Sefer Torah, he means in carrying the Sefer Torah to the Bima. Maybe Loilam Oilam B'derech Yamin, even if it's Derech Arucha, when you're bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima. That's what the Shaar HaTzion speaks out. שייכל אוהד לתוירה הטעם שמקום הציגים שמקום על התוירה כמו שצלנו בפנים השם אין הוכל לא שייך זה even though it might be considered Kabbalah Torah, it's certainly conceivable bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima, but nishta zoi. Uven mekom oseinu, shabim oim et homet ba'em, to negat aban ha-kodesh, which goes to the Ramah, so to the Chazan, it's only shnei ha-drachim shovim, so you don't have this problem, but v'vad by oile b'derech imen. Because of what, v'ayna mishakor nos alamos the Torah, yesh lo lelech b'zrizus, miyad, but v'lo yoretz, shem kovet beis ha-knesses, the kovet zibur, that it doesn't pass already. Chavav is you don't walk away from the Sefer Torah until the next guy gets the Aliyah. The minhag is to wait until the next person starts the bracha, and then medaktikim, which we all do, is they wait already until after the next Aliyah so that they shouldn't miss anything. If Sheyarim and Abima, the Mishabura concludes, Yelech Benachat Velo Yoritz, he shouldn't run now, but he shouldn't even walk fast. Shlo Yenir Olav Kamasa. We said you shouldn't even run to the Bima. Certainly you shouldn't run away. So I would imagine this means walking fast also. Slow you near Olav Kamasa. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to learn, Mitzvah Hashem, at least according to certain Achrayim, that I was wrong. That when there's a creek sieve, B'dieved, you could read the word Ba'al Peh. B'dieved, it's okay. Not the way I said it, but I remember a Moshe, so I will try to check the Shulah. I was hoping we wouldn't get up in it today, but we didn't.